The theme of the being different, actually, the art of being different, it's been around for like 20 years. And actually, the gallery or museum is called the Alternate Realities Museum. And so everywhere you look, there's all these different meanings for everything. Like as you walk up the row of the vines, you can hear the weather as sound. There's 8 parameters of weather making this really euphoric sound, which is really quite fun, done by a local composer called DJ Trip. And anyway, I'm going on and on. There's like 60 installations that you can hear about when you go down there. Just download the app and listen to me carrying on about why they're so weird and all the different layers. And during the meal, everything you get has a little play on something else. Like the first thing you get is a grape. It looks like it's just a grape with a tendril, but it's not at all. It's completely different inside. It's a lot of fun, and I won't give it away what it is. But yeah, we wanted a sorbet. Well, I hate sorbets because they always say it cleanses the palate. I always think it ruins the palate because you go from, savory,
yes,
and then you go into a really sweet sorbet, and then you go back to savory for your main course. And I think, well, that's just frozen.
What was the point?
And the wine doesn't taste good, and whatever. So instead, we've got this almost whiz fizz like powder that you can have some fun with. You don't want to put it up your nose, and you won't get you're not going to get the same buzz. You might get a little bit of sugar high from it.
Now there are some though who might go, I'm not sure if that's treading the line there between perhaps being bad taste.
They might say the same about the nude woman swimming in the bars, actually, on the top. There's aquariums up there and a recently yeasted white ferment. There's a nude lady swimming along from amongst the 115 televisions up there. But art is art, and art should be challenging and a little bit confronting. So and it's not like anyone doesn't know, about what happens with that stuff. And we advise that people just, open the little bottle and just throw it down the hatch. It has to be rolled up or anything.
No.
And the dollar note is just something to take home with you. Unfortunately, it's got my face and I don't think you'd use it for anything.
So do you have a line? I mean, are there things that you've said, no, we can't possibly do that?
No, I don't have a line. I think everyone who knows me, there's no boundaries. Well, other than if it upsets someone too much. I mean, obviously a bit of fun, I think you can get away with. And yes, there's going to be people upset, I suppose, because people get upset at a drop of a hat sometimes. But I like to have a lot of fun and push some boundaries, as I say. One of the, in the restaurant, there's an interesting little piece of art that's a chopper motorbike upside down on the ceiling with a antique old 1800s racing pushbike and we're in the process of putting the two mannequins on, so there's actually going to be a biker in leathers on the pushbike and an old a woman in old bloomers on the chopper, and they're jousting. And so, and what it's supposed to represent is that get off your bike when you come and dine here, because leave all your troubles behind and put yourself in other shoes and other things and see the creative cuisine and fun that you're going to have through this. And then you're going to be challenged a bit because there's some interesting challenges, hence the jousting. And they're jousting with actually a wine called the Sticks and Stones, because a joust and a stick sort of fits together.
And they don't break bones, presumably. Sticks and Stones don't break my bones.
ABC Radio Adelaide, 891 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app.